Shifting U.S. foreign policy is compelling Canada and Europe to potentially look elsewhere for purchases of high-tech weaponry, like the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. The Trump administration's tariffs on allies like Canada, suspension of foreign aid, and stance on Ukraine have led to NATO members raising concerns over the United States' commitment to the transatlantic partnership and whether it would defend Western allies if Moscow launched an attack. Any U.S. policy changes could hurt foreign sales of the Lockheed Martin-made F-35 and the F-16. Amid Russia's war in Ukraine, which has shown Eastern European NATO nations have large stockpiles of Soviet-era weapons not compatible with Western military equipment. The revelation led to a long-term effort to get all NATO nations on the same page in terms of weaponry by swapping out Soviet-era jets with Western ones, specifically the F-16, and in some instances, the F-35, did have support. But some NATO countries are now considering a switch from U.S.-made fighters to European jets as U.S. loyalty to NATO is questioned. The European Union also announced Wednesday a new shift away from a defense policy dependent on the U.S. for security and plans to buy more military technology from Europe. In recent years, the EU has given roughly two-thirds of its weapons orders to U.S. defense companies. Canada is also considering changes amid a trade war with the U.S. New Prime Minister Mark Carney is ordering a review of its purchase of F-35s from the U.S. And it could be significant, considering Canada has worked in concert with the U.S. in developing the jet. Not all countries are moving away from U.S. weaponry, though. The Netherlands and Norway have recently expressed continued support for the U.S. F-35 program. To date, about 1,100 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters have been produced for 16 military services around the world. And while expensive, Europe would not be able to replicate its capabilities with purchases outside the U.S. Adding to European concerns and a potential shift away from U.S. military tech, the Trump administration's stance on the Russia-Ukraine war has led to fears the U.S. could install a hypothetical kill switch in F-35's programming. The Pentagon, however, firmly denies any such kill switch exists.